The U.S. president's warned Washington may resort to using its nuclear arsenal against North Korea. And Donald Trump issued a warning in a phone conversation with the Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. The U.S. president reaffirmed his country's commitments to its allies in the region. Two leaders also condemned what they called North Korea's continued destabilizing and provocative actions. They hailed the two countries' ironclad mutual defense commitments.
North Korea on Sunday tested a thermonuclear weapon, which is much more destructive than an ordinary nuke. The test of the H-bomb has aroused the ire of the U.S. and its East Asia allies. Washington issued a stern warning to Pyongyang following the move.
We have many military options, and the president wanted to be briefed on each one of them. We made clear that we have the ability to defend ourselves and our allies, South Korea and Japan.
The Pentagon chief said Washington would give a massive military response if Pyongyang threatened the U.S. or its territorial integrity. South Korea and Japan also called for the strongest punishment against Pyongyang, including a new round of sanctions. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemned North Korea's nuclear test as, quote, profoundly destabilizing for regional security. UN Security Council is set to meet on Monday to discuss the situation. The International Atomic Energy Agency also described Pyongyang's recent test as an extremely regrettable act, but stressed the need for a peaceful settlement of the issue.
The agency continues to closely follow developments in the DPRK's nuclear program, which is a matter of grave concern. We remain ready to contribute to its peaceful resolution.
China and Russia also expressed concerns over the test of the hydrogen bomb. Russia expressed its willingness to take part in talks to try to resolve the North Korea issue. Moscow, however, stressed the sanctions against Pyongyang had failed to yield positive results. Beijing and Moscow have time and again complained about the drills conducted by the U.S. and its allies on the Korean Peninsula. The two countries are also opposed to the deployment of the American THAAD missile system in South Korea, saying it jeopardizes the security of the region. Many believe North Korea's nuclear program is meant to defend the country's sovereignty against certain states.
They want a peace treaty to end the Korean War and at the same time to be able to protect themselves and guarantee their sovereignty. And that's the reason why they've developed a nuclear capability.
North Korea has been under UN sanctions over its missile and nuke tests since 2006. The punitive measures have, however, failed to dissuade the country from pursuing its ballistic missile and nuclear programs. Pyongyang says it needs to continue developing its deterrent force against the U.S. threats and aggressions.
And now joining us for more on this story out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, is Mr. Jack Rice, criminal defense attorney and former CIA officer. Hello, sir, and thank you for joining us on the program. Now, your thoughts on Mad Dog Mattis first saying we have a number of military options that we're entertaining, and now we're hearing the president use the word nuclear. Your thoughts, please.
Well, it's petrifying. I mean, let's realize what we're talking about here. 25 plus million people in North Korea, more than 50 million in South Korea, with more than 25 million just in the Seoul metro area. And the potential of the firing of tactical nukes or even conventional weapons into North Korea by the Americans could result in a response from the North Koreans, which could be nuclear potentially, but it could also be conventional of their own, and they have a lot of conventional weapons. The potential is not just tens of thousands, but hundreds of thousands or more that could die along the way. It's all well and good for the Americans to rattle sabers and to pound their chests, but the problem is it's the Koreans, both North and South, that will die as a result of this if this were to go forward.
So, Jack, how do we defuse the situation before it gets that far?
Yeah, it's very difficult right now. One of the reasons they're dealing with the United Nations here is to try to pull everybody into the room. Secretary General Guterres has already been talking about this issue. What the Americans are actually talking about right now is the sanctions, where they would cut off all trade every piece of trade with any country that does any trade with the North Koreans. Contemplate that. That would be the Chinese, and that's really what they're talking about right now. The potential is to pull everybody into the room, but I think the real problem right now that the Americans face is they seem to be missing one fundamental point. If we look at what Kim Jong-un is actually concerned about, he has a security problem, and from his perspective, he's concerned about the outside world, that's for sure, but he's also concerned about potential uprisings within his own country. There's a reason he has killed a lot of people inside of his own country, including some of his own relatives. So that is a reality, and that's something that I think the West in general has to talk about and think about.
And, you know, and the guy is really suspect, so is his father, of the U.S. I mean, imagine if let's say, North Korea and Mexico are carrying out drills, right? You know, in Baja with 30,000 plus, and wouldn't the U.S. actually at least test some nukes in the Nevada desert to try to flex its might? They don't even think about stepping foot on our soil. I mean, isn't this a natural response to what the U.S. and the South Koreans are doing, just meters from North Korean soil?
Well, to some degree, I mean, some of the provocations by Kim Jong-un are pretty over the top. The idea of actually firing missiles over Japan, yeah. That's a problem. But again, I think the bigger issue that has to be talked about here is if we think about how Kim Jong-un sees this, because ultimately that's what this is about. This is about trying to convince the North Koreans to change their behavior. Here is the problem. The idea that the West can assume that the North Koreans will simply give up their nuclear program is a pipe dream, and here is why. Because I think what Kim Jong-un is doing is he's thinking of this like the Libyans and Muammar Gaddafi. Specifically, the West went to Muammar Gaddafi and they said, give up your program, and Muammar Gaddafi did. The problem is what happened then was the West basically lined up with those inside of Libya, supported them, provided firepower, provided air support, and as a result, Muammar Gaddafi was killed in a ditch in Libya. Yeah. I think what Kim Jong-un is looking at is the fear that he could die in the very same way. And the Americans have to acknowledge that before they're going to get any kind of a change from Kim Jong-un. It's just a fact.
Interesting food for thought. I want to thank you for joining us, Mr. Jack Rice, out of Minneapolis, criminal defense attorney and former CIA officer.